Boy, say lessons from the late Parshat Tzav and Pesach Habalin Latova. I can promise that next week we will be able to, on Erev Pesach, have another lessons from the late. So this will be our message for Pesach and also for Parshat Tzav. As Baruch Hashem, Hashem is Zoicha, I am Zoicha, that Hashem gives me the power to relate the Parsha to Pesach as well. Thank you very much for coming during Ben Azmanim, this very chashuv group of Talmidim. I want to speak out the following topic. Be humble, you're great. Seems to be be humble, how can you be great? Let's see. One of the things that Parshat Tzav teaches, Pshat is Begodov, Ulevash Bigdei Acherim, the Kohen Gadol himself, right in the beginning of the Parsha, is told to take his garments off, close himself with other garments, v'hotzias hadeshen el mechutz l'machane el makom tahor, to take out the ashes from the day before, to take the garbage out, if you will, from the day before, of everything that had burnt. This was a procedure that was, as the Rambam says, a opening and important, if you didn't do this, you did not do the avoda in the appropriate way, but the start of any mourning started with taking the garbage out, taking the deshen out. There's a famous story, not related to what we have to talk about, but it's a great story. So whenever I hear about the Trumas Hadeshen, I got to talk about the story. About the famed Rav Mordechai Gifter, Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva in Tells in Cleveland. And a Talmud comes to him after a few weeks of marriage, and he says, Rebbe, everything is doing horrible. We have a horrible marriage. Things aren't going well. The Rebbe says, Oy vey, come, let's sit and talk. And he says, well, what's the crux of the issue? So he says, Rebbe, you're not going to believe this. My wife has the chutzpah to ask me every morning to take out the garbage. Right? Things get, you know. And I said to her, I can't take the garbage out. I'm a Talmud Chacham. Sitting and learning in the Tells Yeshiva, I'm the Koilo. I take the garbage out. Right? Reisim Melechus Koidim of Goy Kadosh. Who am I? So Rav Gifter says, you're totally right. You're 100% right. You go back to the house and you tell your wife, you spoke to Rav Gifter, you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to take the garbage out. He's like in seventh heaven, this guy. God knows how that night went. Next morning, there's a knock on the door very early in the morning. Goes and opens the door, the new Talmud Chacham, and at the door is Rav Mordechai Gifter. He says, Rebbe, what are you doing here? He says, I came to take the garbage out. Apparently, you're on too high of a level to take the garbage out, but your wife's right. I'll take it out for you. Oh, so taking the garbage out is a good, humbling way for us to start our mornings. To recognize who we are and what we are. But of course, the question has to be asked, why is it that we have this inyan of taking the garbage out? Right? I don't know, maybe it's I'm being a little bit extreme. It was the holy ashes of the Beis HaMikdash. Either it was placed right outside, no matter what, even if it wasn't full, that's what the interesting part of this is. One would understand that if the ashes are overflowing and you have to go ahead, somebody has to do the dirty work. So the Kohen takes all the ashes and brings it to the special appropriate place where the ashes were discarded of. But even if they weren't full, right? If the day before there's a little bit, you always have to take out a little bit of it. And you have to, so the question is why? So I want to relate with you two pshatim of the Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch. We'll read it in its non-original English. I believe the papers was written in German, so it doesn't matter. The Hebrew is not going to add much because he didn't write it in Hebrew. That's what I understand. And he says like this. Shot number one. V'yotzias adesha. Every trace of yesterday's devotion must be removed from the altar. Right? Says the reason why the Kohen in the morning, the first action had to be taking out the deshen, taking out the ashes, is to remove any remembrance, if you will, on the Mizbeach. Why? Because it's a new day. The avodah can begin on an entirely new basis. Everything's new. This explains the halacha of the Kohanim, that the Kohanim must wear humble clothing when occupied with yesterday's avodah. But when performing the hotzah, when bringing out the deshen, and apparently also the harama, we shouldn't pride ourselves on past accomplishments. As the term says, what have you done for me lately? The past must give way to the new task to which every day summons us. A person has to be humble and say, I don't care what I did yesterday. Ooh, you brought the Karbanos yesterday. You brought the Ola. Oh, you brought the Mincha. You brought the Tumid. Big deal. What are you going to do for me today? And that's why the Pesukim differ as to whether the Hotzas HaDeshen, where was it performed, he says. How far did the Kohen have to go? But even when they didn't have to go to this large area where the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamid and Musafim, where it was removed outside the city, he still had to take a small amount and put it away. Why? To remind ourselves, who cares about yesterday? What if today brought a humbling experience in front of the Rabbanu Shalom? Right? I'm not so good, so what? Who cares what I did yesterday? Message number one. Actually, before this, I did it out of order purposely. The same Rav Hirsch seems to give an opposite shot on the same Trumas HaDeshen. And he writes, right, there are a lot of, again, I quoted one Pasuk Bado, but the Pasuk before, which is Pasuk Gimel, also speaks about the Arimas HaDeshen. So he says like this. I'll summarize the, he writes, that we learn out that the harim imenu, it states the harim et hadeshen. The Kohen must lift a kometz, a small amount, right? Like a fistful almost, of ashes of yesterday's offering, which shmol eitzlam is beyach, and put it beside. Why? So he quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Gemara in Tamid, Truma, v'shmo benachat. He put it benachas. V'somu kulo, v'somu shelo yifazer. He puts the small amount of the ashes as a reminder of what happened yesterday. Reminder of the mincha offering. A reminder of what was brought yesterday. They're placed on the mizbeach, on the side of the entrance for the people, the side that represents the nation. The ashes remind the nation of the daily avodah work. The transition to the avodah of the day and the new beginning. That the new day does not bring new tasks. Remind us of what happened yesterday. It's a continuation like the Tumid. For the task is incumbent upon us today, it was the same task as yesterday. The most recent Jewish grandchild stands in the place where his first ancestors already stood. Right? So we say, no. It's a continuation of what happened yesterday. Be humble, but be great. You know what you did yesterday? Wow, what you could accomplish today. You know who your grandfather was? Ho ho, who you should be. Each new day adds its contribution to the fulfillment of one task. It's a continuation of what you did. You build upon everything. The task assigned to all generations in the house of Israel. Each day receives its own mission for the hand of the previous day. Unbelievable. Therefore, the Trumas HaDeshen forever calls to mind the days gone by that were dedicated to Hashem. This explains the Trumas HaDeshen, the idea, how it had to be carried out, the Me'ila, the Deshen, even after it's taken and deposited, it remained Kodesh, it was Me'ila, because it reminds us of what was. And to further codify this. In fact, Rav Hirsch himself says this. When he talks about the Tumid is exactly that. The continuation. The doing day in and day out of the same action and building upon that. The Tumid Shel Tzibur expresses the meaning of each Jewish day. The continuously ascend the heights of Torah, but of course building upon what was before. With all powers and talents inherent in the nation. In this way, satisfaction will be brought to Hashem, and God's presence will dwell on the earth. That's the dedication when we build upon what we've done before. And therefore, says Rav Hirsch, we learn out that the Korban Pesach, Amar Pesachim tells us, on 59a, that this Korban Pesach, you ever think about it, why was it brought after Chatzos? Why wasn't it brought on Pesach itself? It says the offering of the nation returns each year to the hour of its birth. In awe, it awaits the hour of Exodus. and its members offer their psachim as one man and go off to meet the night to which they went forth and continue to go forth from death unto life, from bondage to external freedom. So let's understand these two seemingly opposite messages. Message number one is a humbling message. It's a message where the Kohen says, whoa, what am I really? I'm just servicing the nation of Israel. I have this ability now to accomplish something. It doesn't matter what I did yesterday. I got every day is a big day for me. In fact, Rav David Feinstein writes in his Sefer that the element of Deshen in Gematria, Deshen, is 354. 354 are the days of the lunar year. The Jewish year is 354. It's interesting. Rav Feinstein actually has a whole Sefer on Gematrias. And he uses it in Divrei Torah. But it's almost that opposite message. The second message that we said, says Rav David Feinstein. The Kohen every morning looks at what happened yesterday and recognizes what actually was the Korban. He says, when you think about it, the Korban was a person coming up to the Beis HaMikdash and saying, this is me. I did so-and-so sin. This is in place of me. And when you look at those asses and you touch them, the Kohen, wow, what a task I have before me. It's a humbling experience. But it's a day out, a day in and day out, 354 days a year. That's what Deshen is. So how can there be two messages? How can the same Rav Hirsch have two messages? Be humble, but be great. I think that's exactly what Pesach is all about and exactly what Judaism is all about. Think about the two messages that we have on Pesach. Right? This is a great question. My son, just yesterday, we were learning the Haggadah together, my son Aaron, and he asked this exact question. So I don't understand Abba. Avodim hayinu l'faru b'mitzrayim. We're avodim. But now you're telling me all these dinim of cheres. Right? I have to lean. I'm wearing a kittel to remind ourselves the holy way. By the way, even the kittel itself is a great machloikas. Right? There's a question in halacha whether or not an ovel should wear a kittel. One shita says, of course he can't wear a kittel. Because it reminds us of the cheres. It reminds us, like it's like, we're almost like the Kohen Gadol. We're on this high level, right? The night of Pesach, Leil Shimurim, is such a high level. The halacha quotes about, we only say one perek of Shema, because Hashem is protecting us. The Magen Avraham, I think, says that when you lock your door at night, don't have a Rab Bariach, right? If you normally lock it with six locks, do five. Just remind yourself, this is the night Hashem, doesn't mean you shouldn't lock your doors. But remind yourself, it's Leil Shimurim. This glorified, amazing day. On the other hand, the halacha says, of course the avol should wear the kittel. The kittel reminds us of the day of death. Reminds us of the shrouds that a person wears when Rachman al-Tzlan is no longer with us. So yeah, we have this dual message. On the same garment reminds us of two things. I'm leaning while I'm saying, Avodim hayinu l'faru b'mitzrayim. Doesn't make any sense. Makes a lot of sense. Because as a Jew, we have to remind ourselves of these two messages. Who's more humble than any single person that ever lived on this earth? Who? So why do I really still answer? Moshe Rabbeinu. Parsha that we just read yesterday. Vayikra. Small aleph. Why is the aleph so small? So the first answer, you know, it's for the kids. Okay. Rashi's answer. Moshe says, I don't want Lashon Av. In fact, it doesn't say Vayikra Hashem El Moshe. Vayikra El Moshe. Lashon Chaviva. I think Klal Yoker says, Chaviv. It's like the Rebbe Shlomo was like talking to a friend, Kiviyachal. Love. And he says, no, put a small Aleph there. Just the way Bilam was just without the Aleph, the Accord, just this call to him. Here's a great quiz question. How many times is Moshe Rabbeinu, the person who took us out of Mitzrayim's name, mentioned in the Haggadah? How many times? Famous answer that kids, little kids give, is
zero. Or they're not so smart to say 40, 50, 60. Let's count. And write if you want, if they're really making a lot of noise. Count how many times Moshe's name is mentioned in Haggadah. I'll give you $100. You know? Hopefully they didn't hear this before. The answer is actually not zero. It's one. It is mitten one time. If I was a nice guy, I would say, okay, we'll meet in a half hour. You go find it. But I won't, because it's lessons from the life. You know, we can't wait a half hour. The Aminu Bahashem of Moshe Avdai. The only time that his name is mentioned. Why? Moshe didn't want his name in Haggadah. He didn't want people to ever think. In fact, we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. I don't want people to go to Uman or to wherever Moshe Rabbeinu will be mentioned and people to daven at my kever and maybe think they're not davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He says, I don't want people to think that I took him out of Mitzrayim. No, Yad Hashem, Kvoidu Latzmoy. Oh, but one thing I'll let you do. V'aninu Ba'Hashem, who's Moshe? Avdai. I'm an Eved. The humblest person recognized who he was an Eved, but he recognized his greatness. Nobody ever. A Jew has to recognize both of these dichotomies of a Jew. The famous petek on the offer of Re'efer. I am nothing. Bishvili Nivarola. The true Masadeshin reminds us of both things. Yes, it's true. The Kohen started the day with the humble enclosed and said, I'm nothing, I'm nobody, I'm taking the garbage out. Who am I? But then moved and said, wow, I'm doing the avodah, I'm building on the avodah of yesterday. Do you know who also was a Kohen? Aaron was a Kohen. Wow. Aaron, Pinchas, Glazer, go through down the line of Kohanim. Wow, the Chavetz Chaim, wow. I'm a Kohen. Wow. Remind yourself of the greatness of who we are. What we're building upon. I often have told you, when something comes into my mind while I'm giving this year, so I think it's a message from Hashem that I heard this once from a great Rav. And then usually I regret it afterwards. So I'll say it now. This is not a Baruch Hashem, my parents are coming this week. So hopefully they'll verify this. I was a very good kid. Pretty good kid in high school. Now I don't know so much if I'm such a good kid. But I was a pretty good kid. I don't really get in trouble a lot. Parents taught me a tremendous level. Respect was the most important thing. Baruch Hashem, they weren't so machped on the grades that I got. But they were very machped on when it said how, you know, what your middles were. That category, if it was you, which was unsatisfactory, you're done. So one time I did get in trouble. And I guess my parents had to decide how to punish me. And I remember now, literally this was, many years ago. And I think my mother said the worst possible thing she could have said to me. I remember it, so it's got to be stamped with me. You've disgraced the Hartstein name. You've disgraced. I lied in school, that's what I did. Because there was ice cream involved. And there's an ice cream cake from Carvel. Anyway, fine. She said, what was she saying? Do you know who you are? Do you know who your parents are? Your grandparents? You know what? This is what you do. This is what you're going to be known for. It's amazing. That's what we're saying over here. On one hand, we say, Avadim Hayinu Lefavim Mitzrayim. The Korban Pesach reminds us the exact moment that we came out of Mitzrayim every year. I think it was last week we set out a beautiful idea from, I think, Rav Natali of Rupshitz, from Rav Asher Weiss. Pesach is not a mere commemoration of what happened. Judaism is not about commemorations. Aaron Salvechik said, if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, it says in the Seder, a person has to see himself kilu hu be'atzmo yatzav in Mitzrayim. We say this in the Seder. You yourself, you have to act as if you're getting out of Mitzrayim. The Sfarim do it the best way, they mamish, they dress up, they do the whole thing. That's what it's about. Throw the frogs on the table and pretend, make the water into dam. What are you doing? You want to show the kids. Kilu hu yatzav be'atzmo in Mitzrayim. But on the other hand, we have the most beautiful kalim ever, even though normally we don't allow this on the table. The most beautiful kalim we bring on the table. We're leaning We're having a Suda that's so beautiful, so delicious. Why? Because look who you are. Look what you can accomplish. And that's the message of a Jew, and that's the message of Pesach. We're not telling you don't remember what happened. You have to see as if you were in Egypt. But now, what are you doing with this? One of the difficulties of Pesach, of course, is to see Pesach in our daily lives. I believe it's Rav Dessler who writes, I believe in Michtach Meliyahu, that the constant task of a Jew is to take a Pesach and to turn a Pesach into daily life. It's this I do know. It is Rav Chaim Freelander, the Sifsei Chaim, who writes so beautifully that that's why the Korban Omer, Sfiras Omer, is counted only from the second day. We see the great miracles of Mitzrayim. Say, okay, now what are you going to do with it? And it's the second day after that great you're on cloud nine. That's not when you count Sfiras Omer. You got to wait till the next day. Why? Okay, now what am I going to do with it? Take a little bit, right? Like the Truva Sadesha, a komitz, a little bit of Korban Omer, and you build upon that until you're able to accept the Torah. Chaim Friedlander writes, every year you accept the Torah anew. You remember what was, but you, how do I accept the Torah? And what's the message for our Bachar? The message is that every day is a new day. Every day is a new day. So what, you daven yesterday? Did you daven today? So what, you learned yesterday? Did you learn today? You think you're so frum because last week you went to Rav Uzi Shurim? Great, you're just going. But what are you going to do this week? What are you going to do during Kolomai? On the other hand, look what you accomplished. Look at you. Last year, do you remember the way you were at the Seder? You made a joke of it. You were counting every page. And then you reached and said, oh, wait a minute, I just realized there's a Hebrew side and an English side. There's half the amount of pages. You're so excited. Right? And now you're giving pirushim and you're writing everything down. That's what it's about. You have to build upon it. So yes, a Jew is humble and great. At both times, that's what the Seder reminds us of. Take what was, and how do you build upon it? Sfiras Omer. The counting of the days, working every single day. And the Midos say, it doesn't matter what I was yesterday, but it does, because Sfiras Omer is counting upon what you are. You can't say a bracha if you missed the whole entire day. On a Kabbalistic level, when I miss a day, I missed a Midah. If I couldn't work one day on a Midah, it's not that I shouldn't count anymore, but I can't say it with a bracha. I haven't done it in its full source in the way that it should be done. Let us get the message of Truma Sadeshen on Pesach, the idea of being humbling but being great. Recognizing Pesach is this grand holiday that we remind ourselves, Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, of the Avos, of the Imos, of the Moshe Rabbeinu, of Klal Yisrael, who saw Kriyas Yamsuf. What an amazing sight. Shelo Ro'ah Yecheskel Ben Buzi. But on the other hand, how do we build upon it? Ribbono Shel Olam is asking us, Kiviyachol, what have you done for me lately? What are you doing to build upon this? How are you becoming Jews that build upon Pesach? And that's what we're going to have the time in Mirtz Hashem with Sfiras Omer for, to build upon that. Mirtz Hashem, we should take that, the message also of Korban Pesach, and be zoicha to be oichel min azvachu min apsachim in Mirtz Hashem, to Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meheiro v'yameinu.
Amen.